AP News for this Saturday, January 13th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Cold, snowy, bitter weather has a hold on much of the U.S. Windy at Lake Huron in Michigan. In Oak Park, homeowner Chris King is hoping the lights stay on.
It's scary. It happens every once in a while at our condo, and it's not a pleasant experience because it usually takes several hours or a couple of days to get the power back.
He spoke to WXYZ-TV. Heavy snowfall accumulations expected for upstate New York have the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers game postponed until Monday. In Iowa, the cold and snow are tamping down attendance at political events ahead of Monday's key Iowa presidential caucuses. Here's our Adriana Gomez-Licon.
The temperatures have been dropping below zero. Roads are blocked, and local officials are recommending people to stay home.
Governor Kim Reynolds on KCRG says she's hopeful Iowa voters will turn out Monday.
It is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates.
Los Angeles city officials will need to appoint a new police chief. Michael Moore has announced he's stepping down next month. The U.S. has launched more attack missiles into a Houthi-controlled site in Yemen to stop the Iranian-backed militia from firing on commercial ships. The Israel-Hamas war is now 100 days old. The mother of Israeli hostage Hirsch Polin says it's hard to wait.
This is obviously, and for all the hostage families, it's an excruciating count up.
Giant pro-Palestinian rallies today around the world and in Washington, D.C.
Unfortunately, there are no words in the human language to accurately capture the layer of trauma and tragedy our families and countless others like them have endured.
Rally organizer Leila Al-Hadid. This is AP News. A mysterious synagogue tunnel in New York City.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. A group of Hasidic Jewish worshipers were arrested amid a dispute over a secret tunnel built beneath a historic Brooklyn synagogue. AP's Jake Offenhartz has the story.
A small faction of worshipers there decided that they wanted to expand the synagogue. Apparently, in secret, they've been digging within the basement. The Hasidic students who supported the tunnel staged an impromptu protest, getting inside the passage and refusing to leave. Some people apparently shoved cops. 9 people were arrested.
First, there was Monty Python's The Life of Brian. Then Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ. Now, a new movie called The Book of Clarence joins a long line of films offering a creative take on the time of Christ. David Oyelowo plays John the Baptist in the film.
You cannot afford to tell a story like this and not touch on big themes.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.